Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. 21 Capital has boosted its Bitcoin treasury to approximately 43,500 BTC by acquiring an additional 5,800 BTC from Tether, positioning the firm among the top corporate holders. Meanwhile, the SEC has approved in-kind creation and redemption for crypto ETFs, enabling institutional investors to exchange ETF shares directly for the underlying Bitcoin and Ethereum, a move designed to reduce transaction costs and improve market efficiency. In another regulatory breakthrough, the SEC acknowledged a proposal that would allow BlackRock's Spot Ethereum ETF to stake its ETH holdings and pass rewards to shareholders. This development, alongside new legislation like the Genius Act for stablecoins, marks a friendlier regulatory climate under the Trump administration. Sal Gilberti of Tucrium noted that regulators are now more open, a shift that feels as unexpected as unlocking a secret level in an 80s arcade classic. Corporate strategies are also evolving. Bitmine Immersion Technologies, a leading Ethereum treasury firm, has approved an open-ended stock buyback plan of up to $1 billion as it aims to stake 5% of Ethereum's total supply while holding 625,000 ETH valued at roughly $2.4 billion. In a related move, a biotech company rebranded as ETHZilla is raising $425 million to build an Ethereum treasury, signaling a strong commitment to on-chain yield generation. Bakkt, shedding its loyalty division, is doubling down on its crypto services to focus on custody, trading, and stablecoin infrastructure. Legal and security concerns continue to shape the ecosystem. A German court recently exploited a loophole by dismissing criminal charges in a case of alleged crypto theft amounting to nearly $2.9 million, a decision that may soon spur legislative updates. Meanwhile, founders of the Samurai Wallet are set to plead guilty in a case that underscores the fine line between privacy and illicit activity in the crypto space. On the payments front, Visa reported a modest stablecoin transaction volume of $200 million amid calls for clearer US regulations as it continues to invest in stablecoin infrastructure through partnerships and advanced platforms. This atmosphere of innovation and cautious optimism is driving a renewed focus across the crypto market. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.